Our study continues in the 18th chapter of the book of Judges. We just read where the Danites have gone up from their territory in Dan in the south to the northernmost part of Israel, to this city of Laish. There they have conquered it and made it one of their own cities and incorporated this territory into their tribe. They're now dwelling there, and they renamed the city to be the name of Dan. On the way up, the 600 soldiers from the tribe of Dan stopped at the house of Micah, stole his idols, which would be the graven image and the molten image, the teraphim, and the vestments that he'd made for the priest to wear called an ephod. And they'd also persuaded the man that he'd made priest, this Levite, who wasn't intended to be a priest, they'd persuaded him to come with them and act as their priest also. So we see where the idolatry of this one man, Micah, has now invaded a whole tribe, the tribe of Dan, or at least that part of Dan that is settled up here in the northernmost part in the city of Dan. In the midst of the 28th verse, the place is described as being in the valley that lieth by Beth Rehob. And all we know about this valley is that it was by the city of Laish that was renamed the city of Dan. And they built a city and dwelt therein. So whatever part of this city was destroyed by the fire was rebuilt, and then whatever part of it wasn't fit to be inhabited seems to be rebuilt, because it's described as having been built. They built a city and dwelt therein. So this becomes the northernmost part of the nation of Israel. It's now inhabited by the tribe of Dan, and it now has the name of Dan. And it becomes a famous landmark, because it is a well-known saying among the people now when they're referring to the whole land to talk about it being from Dan to Beersheba. Dan, the northernmost part, Beersheba, the southernmost part. And verse 29 tells about their giving this name to it. And they call the name of the city Dan after the name of their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit, the name of the city was Laish at the first. So it's just simply stating there that the name had been changed to Dan. Verse 30, and the children of Dan set up the graven image. So they were continuing to use these items that they had stolen from Micah, the graven image. They were now definitely in a state of idolatry, even though they might have claimed that it represented the true and living God. It doesn't change the fact that it is idolatry. It doesn't change the fact that they are grossly violating the second command. And as we know, when you violate this command that says not to have any graven images, like on anything in heaven or anything in earth, the next step is to have another god, which is a violation of the first command. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan. Now, there's a little bit of confusion among the Bible scholars as to exactly who this means. This Jonathan may have been the very man that they had lured to come away from the house of Micah, the spurious priest that had been ordained by Micah. This may be the very man. And some of the Bible scholars seem to think that this is the same man, and here for the first time we have his name given. Others think that they might have gotten rid of that original illegitimate priest, and then they may have gotten someone else to act as their priest, whose name is here Jonathan. Another interesting thing to note is that he's described as being the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh. Now, this word for Manasseh can be translated as Moses by just a very slight change of the lettering, and some of the Jewish scholars interpret this word as being actually Moses, so that this Jonathan then would be the grandson of Moses himself, the great lawgiver, because Moses did have a son named Gershom. There is still the possibility that this might not be Moses. It may be another person entirely, and so we're not really clear about that. If it were Moses, then we have an interesting addition to the thought that this spurious priest who had gone bad, who had gone into idolatry, was actually an offspring of the great man Moses himself, being his grandson. So this Jonathan then, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. Now, if that be true, it means that they were priests for some 675 years here in Dan, or until this land was taken captive, which was would be that length of time. However, there is another point of confusion here. This word for land, day of the captivity of the land, this word for land can very easily be translated as ark. So it may mean that they were priests until the day of the captivity of the ark. That is, the ark was at the city of Shiloh in the tabernacle until it was captured. And this would be in the time of the last year of Eli, the high priest. So it's possible then that this family of Jonathan were priests only until this time of the carrying away of the ark from Shiloh, because the captivity of the land may mean captivity of the ark. And it seems to be given some strength to think that by what's said in the next verse. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. So we know that the graven images then lasted only until the time that the ark was taken away from Shiloh, because once it was taken away, it never came back to Shiloh again. And there is some question about whether this family of priests lasted beyond Shiloh or not. If they did last until the true captivity of the land, then they were there, as we mentioned, for over 600 years, and they would have been involved in much further history of the land, as we will learn when the kingdom is divided and Jeroboam comes north with his calf images. The sad part of this story of the Danites conquering the city of Laish and enlarging their borders is the fact that they've incorporated idolatry now. They have polluted the true worship of God, and consequently this has to be a cloud upon any accomplishments they may make. But we need to be reminded that we can do the very same thing today. We can forsake the true and living God to any degree. We can pollute His worship to any degree. And we can put ourselves in the very same position that they've put themselves into. We can choose someone to be a spurious priest for us and follow after the teachings of man, and consequently then be most displeasing to the true and living God. Well, that concludes the 18th chapter of the book of Judges.